Lake Ontario is 33 inches above its long-term average, and it's not yet at its peak. Scientists say that sustained flooding is taking a toll on the environment. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
Dave White with New York Sea Grant says some of the flooding damage from what he calls a several-months-long weather event will be permanent. But it's difficult to know just how profound the impact is on the environment until the water recedes. He says it's like waiting for morning to come after a storm blows through in the night.
We're going to wait for the light, but the light's not going to come for several weeks to several months to potentially several years.
But some environmental damage is already on full display. The freshwater sand dunes along Oswego and Jefferson counties that support several ecosystems are being washed away, and in some places completely overtaken. That's bad news for residents, too, because these strips of land act as a natural barrier between the shoreline and Lake Ontario. Sandy Creek resident Rob Tackney has been watching the water engulf Sandy Pond's barriers for weeks.
It takes out those sand dunes over there, and I'll tell you what, a whole new game now, because we're now on the open lake.
The north side of the Sandy Pond dune is now underwater. White says breaching like that has not happened in four decades, and it could take years to repair them. A spokesperson for the Oswego County Emergency Management Office says the disintegrating sand dunes in Sandy Pond are one of its concerns, and they are monitoring the situation. In Sandy Creek, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.